Welcome to Reimagine Mason, the podcast where we shine a light on the change makers, institutions, and initiatives that make our district thrive. I'm your host, Supervisor Andres Jimenez, and today's episode is about service, solidarity, and the power of faith in action. I'm honored to be joined by my good friend, Saif Rahman, Director of Public and Government Affairs at Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center, a beacon of leadership, support, and compassion right here in the heart of Mason District. Saif, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Andres. Just a quick correction. I am no longer the Director of Public and Government Affairs, but I'm still a volunteer at the mosque.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time that you were in that position and happy that you're still volunteering there. So
thank you.
Let's begin with the role that Dar al-Hijra plays in our community. While many know it as a place of worship, it's also so much more. Can you tell us about the mission of the center and how it serves people across Mason District?
Sure. So Dar al-Hijra is one of the oldest, the oldest mosque in Virginia, established in 1983. We've actually looked. We have not found a mosque earlier established in the Commonwealth. And the idea behind the mosque was it was a few students who came together who had been students at George Washington, at George Mason, at other universities, and said, well, we need a place to congregate and pray. The only center at the time was the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C., on Embassy Row on Massachusetts Avenue. And that was too far for these students who were essentially living in the Mason District.
Sure, they wanted something right in their backyard.
They wanted something in their backyard, so that's why the property on Row Street was purchased. The congregation started at the house that's still on the property there. And actually, what's interesting was the Gibsons, who live across the street, their great grandparents owned and aunts owned all of that area. So the center was established as a place for people to gather. And as the center has grown from immigrant families to more indigenous families to second and third generation, the idea of service as a Muslim has come to play. And that's what you see particularly now as the center has grown. The idea of you're not just serving your community. As a Muslim, you have to be in service of the larger community, and you have to be a godsend to others. So the concept of service at the mosque and the social services department that grew out of that was a function of our faith as Muslims to be able to be better for the larger society. And that's how the mosque has grown. They've got a social service department. Right now, that department is doing a weekly food bank that feeds 380 families a week. Every last Thursday of the month, we do the light program with the church across the street that essentially provides hot meals, 200 hot meals, to folks who are unhoused in the area. So that's all part of this idea of service and a betterment to the larger community.
And now more than ever, I mean, people are really in need of these services. They're in need of services for food, for shelter, for education, and it's amazing that Mason has the mosque that, as you mentioned, is not just looking internally, but externally of how can they help their community, how can they help their neighbors. So I think that's really great to have, and we're very lucky to have the mosque in Mason District. And I do believe you mentioned once there was some kind of interesting story around the construction of the mosque, right?
So, you know, when the mosque was originally constructed, it was intended to have an open courtyard right. Inside. And what's interesting is that the person who constructed, the actual constructor, the contractor, is pretty famous. You know, the famous model Gigi Hadid, her father was the contractor who was the actual builder of the mosque. And it says built by Hadid Construction on one of the original, stones there. But it really was a community project. And it went through so many changes because, you know, what was originally needed changed as the community grew. So that courtyard area that now serves as sort of like a courtyard for multi-purpose events was initially intended as an open courtyard with palm trees.
Oh, wow.
And there used to be palm trees in there. It used to be you walk in with a fountain and, you know, just as the mosque has grown, that caused traffic disruptions.
Sure.
So now the mosque is looking at a much larger expansion. You know, hopefully if we're able to finally agree with the Gibson Trust invest and you know, build something that creates a larger community space, especially with what the First Christian Church is doing across the street with the senior affordable living. Our goal is to think about building a real community center space right across the street that sort of merges well with the senior center, the senior living across the street, and creates another community meeting space for the Mason community.
And I think that's so fantastic. You know, one of the things is I've been out in the community that I constantly hear from residents is we wish we had more community spaces. We wish we had more community centers, and especially when you look at our senior population. Mason District has the most seniors of any other district. And so we really need to make sure that we're serving that community, making sure that we're serving our young population as well. And what better way than a community center? Community centers are a wonderful way to gather, bring communities together. And that kind of segues into my next question. You know, the power of collaboration. How have partnerships with nonprofits, schools, and even the county helped expand your impact?
Well, I think first and foremost, the fact that the mosque is better integrated with county services. We've worked very closely with the Department of Health on programming, especially some vaccine rollouts and things like that on vaccine education. The mosque actually just got a county grant to help mentor and train young fathers. And that's not just for the Muslim community. That's for the larger community on parenting. Because, you know, in the Mason District, Supervisor, you probably have the most diverse district.
That's why we're the cultural hub of Fairfax County.
And that's amazing. And I think as part of that, when you look at sort of all of the different cultural centers within Mason, the mosque is intending to be a hub that serves the larger community. So the mosque sits on the board of the Colmore Clinic, which is housed at the First Christian Church. The Social Services Department is doing the food banks. We've worked closely with the Capital Area Food Bank to provide food. We're working with the county to make sure that you know, services are available, including for shelter services for battered women, and we provide rental assistance in coordination with the services of the county. So there's a lot of integration with not just the nonprofit space, but also county centers, so that we can be a resource for the larger community and make sure that the mosque continues to serve and be a hub for service.
If I'm a resident and I want to get involved, and I want to take some time to volunteer at a food bank, at the mosque, or one of the educational programs, what do I do?
So I think the first thing is, if you go on the website, www.hijrah.org, you'll find on that website the different departments, and there will be actually contact points. So social services would be the department that does the food bank and the rental assistance and the shelters, and that would be the right place to start. If you need more help, there's a Ask the Imam section where you can literally go on the website and schedule a 5-minute phone call, and it'll schedule it automatically with the Imam right away. So we are aiming to be more accessible, not just to our community, but to the larger community. So the website is probably the first place you should start. We've also implemented an AI phone system now.
Oh, there you go.
It's not one of those bots that has like lines that have been pre-programmed. Right. It's actually a natural language model AI program that can speak in 53 languages.
Wow.
So you can call in Spanish and you'd be able to actually speak to this model and it'll get you to the right person. Or you can speak in Arabic or Hindi or Urdu or, you know, all these different languages that Google Translate works for.
That's incredible where we are with technology. So I know that the mosque recently had a very exciting event that me and my family love to go and participate at, the Taste of Islam. But are there any other exciting events that you would like for our listeners to know, any new programs, community events, anything we should be keeping an eye out for?
Sure. So the major holidays have just passed, right? So there are two major holidays in Islam. There's the Festival of Breaking of the Fast, which comes at the end of Ramadan, and that happened about three months ago. And then you have the second major holiday, which is the Holiday of the Sacrifice, and it's a feast that commemorates Abraham's sacrifice. In the Christian tradition, it was Isaac. In the Muslim tradition, it was Ismail. But essentially, those are the two major holidays, and it coincides around the Hajj. What I would say is every Friday, there are major services. If you have any questions, feel free to stop in. I mean, the mosque is open. There's no membership with the mosque, so you can just stop in. Feel free to speak to people. But I do think that the best place to check out would be the website. You can get on the mailing list there. The Taste of Islam event is a yearly event that you just mentioned, Supervisor, and that will continue to happen yearly where the mosque's open house. But I would say that any Friday service or Friday night programming would be a great time to stop by the mosque and get to know people.
That's fantastic. Saif, thank you for your leadership and example that the mosque sets. From crisis response to long-term empowerment, your work embodies what it means to serve with heart and purpose. To learn more or get involved, as Saif mentioned, visit www.hijrah.org or stop by the center at 3159 Rose Street, right here in Falls Church. This has been Reimagined Mason. I'm Supervisor Andres Jimenez. Until next time, let's keep working together to build a more inclusive, more compassionate Fairfax County for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Great job representing the district.
I appreciate it. Thank you.